Craig Zonka on ABC Radio Brisbane.
And now, before the actress Zoe Deschanel picked one up, before Eddie Vedder went to Hawaii and thought, oh yeah, better buy one of these, before every music festival had someone strumming one, because they've become all the rage with the hipster kids too. Remember how limited your exposure to the ukulele was? You potentially only saw one in use if you landed at the airport, in Fiji, Pacific Island somewhere, Hawaii, get the lay, and then you hear those gentle sounds of the ukulele in the background. But now in 2017, the uke is well and truly enjoying its moment in the sun. And it has been for some time with BUMS, the Brisbane Ukulele Musicians Society. I just think that acronym is so very, very good. They are living proof that ukes certainly have their place. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary in 2017. We've got a jam happening tonight and a jam happening in the studio right now. Joe Cundy is here. G'day, Joe.
Hello, Craig.
You want to introduce me to everybody?
Yes, we have some fabulous performing bums with us this morning. So we've got Mick Angelis, Marg Monahan, and Michael Heaton.
And all from the trio Duke Ukem. So performing bums, and by that we're not talking about the Julia Creek Dirt and Dust Festival, where they do have a competition for the best butt. We're actually talking about Brisbane Ukulele Musician Society. So, Joe, how did it all start out for BUMS?
Well, BUMS started as a group of friends who got together back in 2007, who just wanted to play together and share the love of playing the ukulele and sharing musical skills. So it was Sammy Lovejoy and Danny Loudon, and they all met at the Alibi Room. So there was just like, I don't know, 10 of them. But now we have over 230 members.
230 members. That is a collective noun, a cacophony of ukuleles, is it?
That'll do. I like that. That's great.
Well, we got three in the studio this morning. Let's have a song. We'll have a bit more of a chat as well on ABC Radio Brisbane. Mick, do you want to take it away?
Thank you.
Well, I love her 89, I love her 89. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. No, it makes me feel good. Well, I love her 89, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky.
Puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night.
fantastic to hear. That is Duke Ukem. We're talking about 10 Years of Bums, Brisbane Ukulele Musicians Society in southeast Queensland. A text coming through as well, 0467 922 612. Uke clubs always have great acronyms. Ours is the Jugs, Jacaranda Ukulele Group. All women, mostly of retirement age. But Joe, for you, what's been the attraction to the ukulele?
The attraction is it's fun. It's really fun. You cannot pick up a uke and play it without having a good time. And it attracts people to you. I mean, I've made fabulous friends from being in the society. So I think it's inclusive. You know, people of any age can play it, you know, 8 to 80. So that's the best thing about it.
And four strings that
four
make
strings.
Such great sounds.
Yes.
When played by professionals such as Mick, Mike and Mark, who are in the studio this morning. Mick, for you, what was the attraction to picking up a ukulele?
Oh, my neighbour actually introduced me to it. I always thought it was a really bad present to give a kid at Christmas time.
those $15 ukes from
department
store.
And he came home with a $20 one, so it must have been a better one than the ones I was looking at.
Because, they're hard to keep in tune.
Not really. No. Once you tune them up, of course, they're nylon
strings. That's because you've got a nice one too.
This is a cheap one.
Is it?
Yeah.
It looks nice.
It does look nice. See the big screw I've got hanging out of it? It is a cheap one.
There you go. See a few running repairs.
But the thing about the ukulele is that, you know, you can easily get a room of 100 people playing ukuleles a lot easier than getting 100 guitars in a room. So they're more compact.
Well, I tell you what, setting up for a gig is a lot easier than what I remember playing in cover bands in my 20s, where you'd rock up with that much gear, it'd take you 3 hours to set up, you'd play for 2 hours and then another 3 hours to pack up before you get home. Ukuleles are much more portable, you might say, Mick.
They're very portable.
Yeah. Take them anyway. And that's it, 200 people as members now. That's phenomenal growth. What's led that resurgence and interest in a ukulele, do you think, Joe?
I think the resurgence, a lot of people, when they saw the concert for George Harrison, a lot of people probably my age got into it then. They saw how fabulous the uke was. And it wasn't daggy, was it? It was cool because they were playing it on the concert. So that sort of got a lot of people into it. Had a bit of a bad
moniker.
There's
still a little bit of daggy associated with it, isn't there?
We embrace the dagginess. We love that.
Oh, Marg is horrified that I've even mentioned the word daggy and uke in the same sentence. But there is a certain dagginess, isn't there, Marg?
Well, I play the U bass, so, you know, that's cool.
So
that's
you're more hipster cool. than hipsters
Absolutely,
who are 20.
Absolutely, yeah.
And why the bass ukulele for you?
Oh, basically for me, I have some problems with my joints, so the bass strings are bigger and it just makes it easier for me to play. And it was something interesting to move on. I've got about 9 ukuleles now, so it's kind of a collection addiction. So this is the latest.
9 ukuleles.
Yeah.
Do each still get a play?
No, but they have sentimental value.
And were you a muso beforehand, Mark?
Yeah, actually, I'd kind of lost the joy in music. I played a lot of music through my job, and I saw an ad in the paper for Bums, and I went along, and it's just so chill, so relaxed that I've got the joy back.
You've got the joy back. Well,
Absolutely.
That's what I love to hear. So, Bums, the special concert tonight at Cooperoo Bowls Club, Joe?
Cooperoo Bowls Club, yep. We're celebrating everything. It's great to be a bum. And so we've got performing bands. We've got
so
jams.
I'm still sniggering like a teenager every time we say that.
We've got cake. But we have six jams all around Brisbane through the month. So people from all around Brisbane can come to one of our jams. You know, members get in free, but visitors, it's only $5. So you can try it out.
Yeah. And where else? What other suburbs?
We have it at Wavell Heights in Ambercastle Road, the northern suburbs. And then we have a daytime one over at Toowong. Then we have West End. The West End one's great at Hope Street Cafe now. And we have Toowong. What else did I say?
Milton.
Oh, the Scratch Bar on Sundays. That's a ripper.
There you go. Well, wherever you are around southeast Queensland, there's a ute club or jam happening somewhere near you. Before we get the latest in traffic and weather, let's get another song to take us out this morning here on ABC Radio Brisbane. Duke Ukem are in the studio celebrating 10 years of Bums. Take it away, guys.
Salvation Army band play, and the children drank lemonade.
That, put your hands together. That is Duke Ukem, ukulele, well and truly alive as bums celebrate 10 years of the instrument and their membership, up over 200 people. So Mike, Marg, Mick, Joe, thanks so much for dropping by this morning, really appreciate it.
You're with Craig Zonka on ABC Radio Brisbane.